GOP Rep. Gallagher, Biden has failed the commander-in-chief test. By Jeff Poor on September 6, 2021. On this week's broadcast of FNC's The Next Revolution, Representative Mike Gallagher, RY, argued given the calamitous fall of Afghanistan following the withdrawal of U.S. forces from the Central Asian country, President Joe Biden had failed the commander-in-chief test. He said he was not sure that impeachment would be a good option, given that it would make Vice President Kamala Harris the next president. Well, I think at a minimum, we all know Biden has failed the commander-in-chief test. I quite agree with what you said about, if he had any honor, he would resign. Of course, he is not going to do that. The thing about impeachment I can't quite solve is that then it puts Kamala Harris in charge. And I'm not sure that that's actually a better option for the country. So in the interim, at a minimum, let's demand a strong censure. Let's see if we can make it bipartisan, so Congress is on record. And then I think we need to answer two questions. 1. Is there a secret side deal with the Taliban that might amount to a crime, in my opinion? And then did we know, did we have targeting about the terrorist attack where we could have actually taken a shot to eliminate the threat prior to the deadly attack that killed 13 service members? That would be a whole another level. So, I think there are some things you can do to lay the groundwork. But again, Biden has, in his first foreign policy crisis, has failed the commander-in-chief test. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.